Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBVTA internet radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
It's my words.
Well, this is NBBTA Radio Live here on Blog Talk. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. NBBTA stands for the National Black Business Trade Association, and today, February 1st, 2008, is a special day. Today, NBBTA and Black Business Space pays tribute to its founder and president, Lee Green. So we're here today to acknowledge Lee and all and everything that he's done for his contributions to the black community and to black entrepreneurs, how he continues to work hard and he has created wonderful opportunities for us. And today we want to say thank you to Lee, and we have special guests. We have a wonderful array of things going on right now. Currently, we have a caller on the line. Who's on the line right now? Hello? Hello? Who's on the line? Okay, we're going to go back to That's Cool while we see all who's on the line. As we get ready to fade out with That's Cool, I would love for our callers to get ready to announce them ourselves and let us all know who's on the line. Let's see, we have two callers on the line right now. So, caller number two, can you announce yourself?
Is that me, Jackie?
Yes.
Oh, how are you doing? This is Hussein.
Hi, Hussein. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, well, can you introduce yourself for our listening audience?
I am Hussein Ali Hill, proud member of NBBTA, host on NBBTA Radio. The Oil Buffet is the name of the show on Channel 2, and proud member of Black Business Space.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring our other caller on the line, too. Hold on. Hello, hi. Who's on the line?
Jacqueline and Hussein, hi. It's Lee.
Hi,
guys,
Lee. How are you?
Something else. I mean, I can't. Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. I'm fine. Answer the question, but man, what is this all about?
Well, really, this was an idea, and everyone keeps calling. So, Hussein, would you do a moment and explain to Lee what this is about and to our audience while I check in to some more callers calling on the other line?
Be more than happy to. Lee, how are you doing today?
Fine, Hussein, brother. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored, my brother.
Happy second anniversary live to you.
Thank you. This is the brainchild of Jacqueline Taylor Adams and something that I'm sorry that I didn't think of first, actually, to be honest with you. It's our way of thanking you for being, as I said on my show, a person that's, in my estimation, a mentor, a hero, someone that we all should aspire to as it relates to promoting black business, as it relates to uplifting our people. And we just need more people like you out there in the trenches. And I don't think people really know. People might go to mbba.org, and they'll see the little card there, and it'll say the year 1993. But within a month's time of me becoming a member back in January of 2006, I kept doing research, and I think I was talking to Connie Williams-Hunt, and she found a website that it talked about you, and it went back all the way back to the 70s, and I don't think people really know your story.
Wow. Well, I've been around for a long time, and I have been consistently trying to pursue the idea of recycling black dollars, and that's what the story is. I don't know what story Connie pulled up, but certainly consistently I've been doing that, and we've done it before the Internet, obviously, and been working at it since the Internet. And that's the process. You know, you say more people in the trenches, and I agree, but it's a matter of getting people's attention and people making a commitment, aware, you know, having an awareness and then making a commitment. So my job, whatever it may be, for whatever reason God has decided to do it this way, has put me in position just to be a town crier, if you will. I don't necessarily know what the results will be, but I'm going to be out there promoting black business. I'm a black business advocate from now until the day I die. I have been for years. And when I think back, I think about people who were way before me, Marcus Garvey and others, who've been promoting these ideas and concepts, and yet we seem to still relinquish the ownership of them when we get into the marketplace. And so that's my thing. I'm staying on top of it. Whether it's, you know, if it's you, me, and Jackie, then that's just going to be who it is. You see, it doesn't matter. The numbers don't matter. It's just a matter of consistency and being faithful to the calling.
Well, I think it's fundamental to our survival. I don't understand why other people don't see that.
Yeah, it's people, you know, what I've heard and I've experienced, we tend not to want to focus on things that require a conscious effort. You know, it's easy to let someone else do it. And so when you have to make a concerted and conscious effort toward things, it's more difficult. You have to train yourself and discipline yourself. That's what the entrepreneurial process is about. And so when you are, first of all, an entrepreneur and then have a focus that's significant to your people, it makes it a double-edged sword. And some people don't want to carry that sword. It's kind of, you know, it's a heavy burden to bear because people, you have folk in the marketplace that say black folk ain't going to do right, you know, black folk, you can't trust black people don't buy from one another. And so you have this tide, this current wave coming against you, and you have to swim upstream against it like that tuna fish trying to get back to his nest or something, you know, to where it was hatched or something. It's that current that's you're always fighting that causes people to resist it and just, I mean, yield to it and then go on and get this swept downstream. I resisted it for a number of years. I'm hard-headed that way. I don't know why I was wired that way. I ask myself questions sometimes, Hussein. I'm saying, man, why do I do these things? But it's just who I am.
Well, you know, I had the pleasure of speaking with Lynn Williams just yesterday.
Oh, wow. How's Lynn doing?
And she's surviving.
Good.
And
that's great.
We have a surprise for you coming down the road. Another surprise. But she said something that I really am going to work on. She told me yesterday that she was going to stop talking about what happened to her in the past. which, as you know, was the tragic loss of her son. Mm-hmm. And the fact that when we, even though it's a fact, it's the same way slavery is a fact, but when we focus on that, we rebuild based on the past.
Yeah.
And in order to have a new future, we had to rebuild based on something that has yet to occur.
That's right, and that's walking by faith, not
right.
by sight. And so that's a requirement. That's a good point. That's an excellent point. And that's the call of the future, to say, all right, whatever we, wherever we are, and that's why Black history is so important, it is what it is. But right now we're creating history with every day, every moment, every breath we take. And that's what we should be focusing on, right? The right now, in the moment, the instant that we have right now.
Right. And
well, I just want to let you know, gentlemen, we have one more person on the line. We have Hugh Gaddy, one of our resident historians on the line, who created the blog for Lee Green Today that you can go check out on Black Business Space. It's Black in Time, and it features a black figure in black history. And today, the featured person is Lee Green. So you can learn even more about Lee by going to blackbusinessspace.com and searching out for Black in Time. And we'd like to welcome Hugh. Hi, Hugh. How are you?
Hello, Jacqueline.
Hey,
how
hey,
are you?
How
hey,
are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I saw that early this morning, Hugh, you know, first thing this morning.
It was funny because I was like, of all the mornings for you to see the blog that early, I thought I had blown the surprise. But
you know what, when I saw it, I was trying to figure out, I said, now, who put that picture? That's what threw me off, the picture, more than anything else. I wasn't using that picture. So I said, well, what's this about? And then, you know, it just evolved from there. I've been busy all day and offline, so it didn't really register until I got Jackie's email.
Okay.
To say this is today is Lee's day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, I said, wow. I'm humbled by that, honored by it. Appreciate you guys. Love you.
Well,
you
deserve it.
Thank
man.
You very much.
When I first heard about the idea, you know, I was all for that. And you know, you are well respected and loved. And even if you don't hear it every day, there are a lot of people that I talk to from Black Business Space, MBVTA, that, you know, feel the same way. So it was my pleasure to do that for you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's
just a small
much.
Contribution, but, you deserve that.
Great.
Well, Lee, you know, the idea was originally inspired by Connie. She contacted me, and she said, oh, we got to do something for Lee. We got to do a tribute. And I'm like, oh. Okay, she said, you just don't know what Lee has done for me. So, you know, she stated how you have you've always been there for her, and that she wouldn't be where she is in business if it wasn't for you. She could ask you the simplest of questions because she said she totally didn't know the computer, and it didn't matter what time, you would take her call, you would answer, you would be patient with her, and that has meant the world to her. So sometimes you may, as Hugh said, you may not hear it, but you've touched so many people's lives. And your excitement and your drive, I think, helps other of us that sometimes when you seem alone, because most of us haven't met in person,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, you know, sometimes when you're out in the trenches, it's just like you feel you're like you're not alone and there are other people that think like you. And you've begun this attraction factor. You're starting to attract like-minded people and developing right now, from my experience, the best online social networking community or business networking community I have encountered yet.
Well, thank you very much.
And I second that.
And it's not because of me. It's because of you all. That's the beautiful part. See, the universe opens up an opportunity for us to gather. All I did was yield to that and say, okay, let me create blackbusinessspace.com. Matter of fact, the first person I ever told the idea to was Connie.
Wow.
You know, day one, when I was, this is way back, I said, Connie, here's what we're getting ready to do with MBBTA. I'm going to create this social network. Really didn't have that fully evolved in my thinking yet, but put it out there. And Connie was like, wow, you know, she got all excited about it and all, and it wasn't even there. It was just a thought. It was just a concept. And I just spoke it to her, and she fed into it. She bought into it. She understood it innately, and that's kind of how it evolved from there.
Wow.
you know, the one thing
we're happy to be part of history.
Yeah, I'm saying it's amazing.
Whenever I refer people to black business space in particular, the comment that always comes back to me is that the minute they sign on and join, they feel connected to something. It's not as impersonal as a lot of the other sites online, and you know, it's almost like there's this instant connection when they join the site. And I think that has a lot to do with the popularity and the growth of the site over the last few months. People really do feel like they're part of something. And
yeah, I hear that a lot, and that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of feedback from people who, you know, say they really, really understand the importance of having a place that's ours.
Right.
And that's what blesses me more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not, and I tell people this all, it's not about me. It really is not, you know, because I could go any day or week. It's not about me. It's about us. It's our community.
Right.
And the way we preserve it, protect it, decorate it, you know, design it with the content we put on it. You know, Hugh, when you put on your, every day that I read your salutations and your stories and your historical references, it just blesses me because you're adding value not only to my life because I read it, but to the community's life because they have a capacity to now to read it. And that's what blesses me every single time. When Hussein comes on and he does a radio show or Jackie does a show, that's a value-added thing that if we were all just understood the potentiality of this, because when we speak these things, we do these things, it just manifests you don't know who you're impacting.
Right.
Hussein, who knows how many people you've impacted with the messages and the stories you've shared. Numbers of people. Jackie, the same way. You know, every time we take a step forward, it's a ripple effect across the pond, and people are impacted by that. And that's what's so lovely about taking proactive steps, and that's why we continue to do that.
Well, that's true. Hussein has been my mentor. When I came in MBBTA, I came in under him. Then with the radio show, I didn't know what to do. And he kindly told me what to do and how to do it. He would support me, send me little emails. And when I'm online, I just, you know, sometimes it is. You can just click right on and listen. And I heard your interview yesterday, Hussein, which was great. And, you know, it's just always great stories, great things going on, interesting people, great technique, style. It's always different things to learn. And, you know, the one thing I like to get better with is sometimes sending out notes because with the internet radio, a lot of times you don't know all who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of us listen to you, Hussein, and you always know you can go back. If I didn't catch it when you first sent it to me, say, let me go back and catch the show. And it's always wonderful information and good people, and I really foresee some really great things happening. You know, it's like you can feel it in the air.
Well, I have to throw it back to Lee because I have to tell this story real quick. I was on the internet for a long time, I'd say months, trying to find somewhere like the National Black Business Trade Association. I came across Zanya first. I just got a newsletter from Roger Madison saying that he had been in town, and I missed him. So I emailed the five people that he said he met with. One person emailed me back, Kim Milton. Emailed her back and forth for a while. She shared about November of 2005, she shared with me the pitch for MBBTA. Now, mind you, after all this time trying to find it, I said, yeah, that's nice, and waited. Then I got another e-blast from Roger Madison telling me the price was going up, and this was like December 30th, 2005 at 7 p.m. I never remember exactly. Went back and got Kim's information, signed up, became a member, and within 15 days, maybe even less than that, Lee sent the ad out about owning your own radio show, and I thought, well, I don't know how that's going to even be possible because I never even heard of podcasting. That was news to me. So I thought about it and said, yeah. But then when he said, you know, he was willing to make a deal, I said, okay, fine, a deal. I can't pass a deal up at any time. Didn't know what I was going to do with the show. I said to myself, at the worst-case scenario, I just do an ad for the Divas Catering. And 2 years later, I'm here. And I've had the pleasure and honor of being able to interview Angie Stone,
Yolanda Adams, Hill Harper, some more, and a bunch of people I would have never interviewed in a million years or never spoken to in a million years. And on the cusp of doing another show. And I'll tease you about that later.
Well, Hussein, while I have an opportunity, you know I'm always writing you and telling you how much of a fan I am of your show. I just want to congratulate you on your two-year anniversary, too, man. You're doing some great work. And I continue to listen, and I'm more impressed every time I hear the interviews. You're doing a great job. So just keep that up, too, man.
Oh, I thank you. But like I said, it's all because of Lee's vision. It's all because he created something for me to pick up on and to manifest something that I didn't even know was truly my destiny. I tell on my show that 9 years ago, almost 10 years ago now, when I was sitting around my coworkers in corporate America, they said, oh, you should have your own radio show. But I'm not trained in radio and don't know where I would have gotten a chance to do it as easily as I could do it now, to have the success I've had. And it's all a blessing. It's a life unto its own. And that's because of the person we have on today, honoring Mr. Lee Green.
Okay, Lee, so you see how much you've impacted people, whether you realize it or not.
If I was in the whole light, I would be blushing, you know. It's just a strange feeling I have right now. It's like, you know, I'm not dead. I'm still alive. I'm pinching myself. I'm still here, you know. And I have people saying good things. And I appreciate and respect that so much. I can't even overemphasize that. I can't even express it in the words I want to at this moment. But it's really just a blessing, man, just to know that, you know, you guys are there. I really, 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 really humbly say to you that I love you and I respect each and every one of you. People listening as well, those who have not called in, it doesn't matter. It's just a humbling thing to say, all right, God is doing his thing, and he's using the vehicles he's chosen, you know, and I just happen to be one of those, and I'm thankful.
Well, I think the thing that I appreciate most about you is that you've given us a place to come and exchange information with quality people. You know, you can find a lot of different folk on the Internet, but they're not all quality people, and that makes a difference. They're very,
and you see how many more are coming, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And that's the beauty of Black Business Space, NBBTA. I mean, you know, it's almost like what you put out there, you attract sometimes, and I think people can see and feel what you're trying to do. And I'm just really very thankful that I've had an opportunity to meet so many good quality people. I mean, Jacqueline and I talk, and you know, I've actually been able to do some actual networking and do business online with my people, which is really important. And you've provided a place for us to do that, and I appreciate that more than anything. And so for that, I thank you very much.
Okay, I'd like to take a moment first to make a couple announcements. This is Black History Month, and if you really, really, really want to make a tribute to Lee, there's one thing you can definitely do. Become a Black Business Builder. When you come to blackbusinessspace.com, you will see the opportunity all over the place. We have a special initiative for Black History Month called REAP, Reaffirmative
Action Plan.
Reaffirmative
action plan. REAP.
Yeah. REAP. And we are looking to REAP for the 29 days we have this year. We have a whole extra day.
We'll get an extra day.
Black History Month. Yeah, we have 29 days. So we have an opportunity to build cash, to fund your business. But what's more important, it's $14. In 2 days, most of us spend $14 eating out, chances are at some inappropriate place at food that's not the best for us. So whatever excuse you may have about Black folks this, Black folks that, we throw away $14 in a heartbeat. So, you know, I feel you should just do it just because. Because we're Black, it's Black Business Builder, and you're supporting a Black entity. You purchase a Black Business Builder account, and it can make a real difference. You purchase the account and you tell 10 others to do the same. And that's all we need to do each day for Black History Month, and we will see a reaping rewards. But I really like us to change our mindset, because sometimes we approach people, we have all of these excuses and reasons. The bottom line, it's like building your own Kai. And the Kai is the Asian system of, it's called a mutual benefit system. And it's where a group of people come together and they all put their money in and decide that they're going to support this one person at this time. And they all put a little bit of money in, support that person. When that person, you know, gets good and going and on their feet, then they put the money back in the Kai and it goes to the next person. And eventually everyone within the Kai is supported. So it's a mutual benefit concept. So it's $14 that you are contributing to the Kai, and it will help all of us in the long run. So we're asking that you come by blackbusinessspace.com. Can you call off a URL for us, Lee?
www.nbbta.org. BBB for Black Business Builders .html. And
okay,
do it.
www.nbbta.org/BBB .htm.
You know, actually, BBB10.htm.
Okay.
And someone will be a benefactor. You know, it's just a rotational process. Everybody has an opportunity. Just do, you have your own ID number, of course, but just doing it generically, just BBB10.htm.
Yep. So we definitely want to make that announcement. The other announcement is, Lee, to show you physically so you remember us forever, we Terry Meredith is going to do a portrait. So you had the opportunity. You get to send Terry a portrait. And later on this evening, the link for the portrait, for the contribution to the portrait, will be on blackbusinessspace.com/tribute-to-Lee Green. So just stop by Tribute to Lee Green on blackbusinessspace.com, and we just asking for a $10 contribution toward the portrait, and that will be sent to Lee. We was trying to find some way to get an address for you, but I said, I know if I call, if I send it to the staff, he's going to get it. I said, Lee going to hear everything.
Not always, but my ear is closed, but not always.
That was the hard part for doing the blog, because I wanted to actually include some personal information, but I'm like, there's no way I can get that without giving away what's going on.
Yeah.
So. Luckily, you had some a lot of information out there, so I was able to kind of piece some stuff together. And,
I really appreciate it, guys.
And Jerry, he wasn't able to make it.
I saw that.
He was hoping he would be available by 4:30, but he hasn't been able. But Jerry and the whole entire Black Expo office is just, like, elated, and they send their love and everything to you.
Wow.
They got a little scared when I said tribute, and they called me back like, what's going on? I was like, he's okay. And we're just giving him his flowers while he's still living.
Wow.
We just wanted to say thank you while he's here.
Great.
So so that's Jerry Roebuck is the founder and president of Black Expo USA. And Lee, you can tell us about your relationship to Jerry Roebuck.
Yeah, Jerry was actually the first chairman of Black Expo of NBBTA, and I was the executive director initially. And Jerry, I got a promotion, I guess, and I took over and became chairman. But Jerry and I go way back. We go back since to 1989, when I read an article that he was thinking about doing a Black Expo event. It was actually an ad in Black Enterprise magazine. And I saw this, and it was at a time when I was doing something called DEAL. I had a company called DEAL, D-E-A-L, Determination, Effort, Attitude, and Love. We said that with determination, the right effort, the right attitude, and love, anything is possible. And that was the DEAL, and we had a black manufacturer's catalog. We had over 300 products from about 20, 25 to 28 different black manufacturers around the country. And it was almost like a network marketing thing. It wasn't. It's like an affiliate program before there was such a thing on the Internet. We didn't have that benefit. And I wanted to get it out there. And the only way I knew to get it out there was to be able to go city to city. So I said, I'm going to be a part of this Black Expo thing when it starts in 89. And I went to my first Black Expo and participated as an exhibitor. I had a booth space, and I was talking about these same concepts of why we need to support black businesses and buy from black businesses, et cetera, things we've been doing for a while. And the Black Expo bug bit me, and I saw this potential of reaching numbers of people, and I wrote a proposal to Jerry based on what I had seen at the second Black Expo, which was in Atlanta in 1990. And I told Jerry that based on what I see, the experience I had from my magazine prior to that from the early 80s, I knew how to market and target black audiences, and I gave him certain recommendations. And he and I met in Philadelphia by the third Black Expo. And Jerry said to me pretty much everything I had shared with him in my proposal or my recommendations or my references to things that could potentially happen and he needed to look out for actually did happen in Philly, of all places. And that's how I became involved with Black Expo. He brought me on, said, "Come, you need to come in here because we need your expertise and help." And I started working with Black Expo. And we did it from 1990, and I stopped, I think, in 1998 and did my own Black Expo in the year 2000. So it was like a 10-year run of doing Black Expos around the country. We did 18 cities at our highest point. I know we reached millions of black people because the largest cities like New York, we had hundreds of thousands, we had like 100,000, 110,000 people come out to one event. We had 35,000, 50,000, 60,000 in D.C., so we've reached a lot of people over a number of years, and Jerry was responsible for that. That was his creation. That was his idea, something he had birthed, and something that we took ownership with and ran with all around the country for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. And what's exciting is that I've been at a couple Black Expos. I think we vended from about 91 to 93. Maybe maybe even 94.
Yeah, in Philly, of Everett Stanton. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know Everett at that time.
Maybe
I met Everett afterwards. I think I met Everett like 96 or something.
That's
but
right. It might even been before Everett because Everett was working with Black Enterprise during those years.
Yeah. When I was, it was still national when I was touring with it, and then it stopped being national.
Yeah. He was working with us, Jackie, then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No,
I didn't really know those people. I mean, I know everyone now, but I was, you know, really new to the scene because I was really working in corporate 9-to-5, but we had started a side business, a vending business on 52nd Street, which is one of our vending strips up here.
Mm-hmm.
And it only came by the way because I have a stepson, who will do everything, and he starts things and just leaves them. And that was like a prime area and a prime spot. We were just amazed that he was able to get one, and then after about 3 or 4 weeks, he was bored. So my husband and I worked to keep it up because that was a spot some people were waiting for like 3 years.
Wow.
So we, you know, went to New York, found where to get the things, and just, you know, kept it up. And then that wasn't exactly what thrilled me. I was more into more Afrocentric things, books and all. So my husband started finding opportunities, and we started doing the Black History at the Cheltenham Mall, which isn't Black-owned, but they consider that like a Black mall here in Philadelphia. They would do a Black History vending event, and then found out about the Expo. And so it was his way of, you know, letting me have my side of the business. He said, okay, well, we'll do this. And that's what got me in the Black Expo and the relationships. People I've met from first doing the Expo, I still know today. It's been really great.
Sure. You know, the beautiful thing, that's one of the things I learned from the Expo. I learned regarding black business space to bring that same energy and environment online. that's pretty much what I'm seeking to do online, because we, one of the things we always marveled at is that we could bring a black expo to a city and we would have 25, 35, 45, 55, 60,000 people in one room, and it was beautiful. It was nothing but love in their space. You get goosebumps coming through there because it was nothing but love, no crime, no children being disrespectful, nothing but love. And we did that every single time, you know. And it was because when we get together, when we come together, it's a beautiful thing. What divides us is when we're not together, when we're outside and everybody's trying to do, as George said, you know, rugged individualism, doing their own thing. You know, when we come together on a point, it's a beautiful thing for us to do. So that's the environment that we sought to develop, allow people to be themselves, do what they had to do, but let's create that that open box, like a space. And so Black Business Space is that, Black Expo was that, and that's MBBTA is that. That's what we're seeking to always do, just allow people to grow up in this environment that is nurturing and positive, because the more we're able to do that, the better off we all are.
That's great. Well, I'd like to tell our listening audience, everyone out there, if it's anyone out there that's new, today is February 1st, 2008, and we have declared it World League Green Day. And we are the members of NBBTA, the National Black Business Trade Association, and members of Black Business Space, which is a component of the National Black Business Trade Association. If you'd like to learn more, please visit www.nbbta.org. You can learn about the National Black Business Trade Association, become a member, and enjoy all the benefits. It's a one-time fee for a lifetime of benefits. So please stop by, learn more about us, and visit us online at www.blackbusinessspace.com. That's www.blackbusinessspace.com. And today on our live radio tribute, we have been listening to Hussein Hill, who is host of the Oral Buffet on NBBTA Radio. We also have our standard radio station, which is nbbtaradio.com. That's www.nbbtaradio.com. And Channel 2, you can find Hussein Hill. And we also have Hugh Gaddy, one of our resident historians, with Black and Time. And if you come to blackbusinessspace.com, you can search out Hugh Gaddy Jr. And I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams with the Master Griot Project. You can also find me on nbbtaradio.com, channel 13. And Lee Green, he's the founder and president, and you can find him all over nbbta.org, blackbusinessspace.com, and he has the rules and tools on NBBTA Radio. So we have 1 minute left, and as that calls plays, I'd like everybody to give us a goodbye statement, starting with Hussein.
I thank you so much, Lee, for everything you do. Black folks, wake up, do the right thing, vote. Vote for Obama, buy black.
Hugh?
Well, I'd just like to say again, congratulations, Lee. You continue to inspire me every day, and I do appreciate it. And just to piggyback on what Jacqueline said, this is Black History Month, and this is something we should actually do year-round, but particularly this month, join Black Business Builders. It's worth it. Our ancestors, you honor them. They didn't have any excuses. They didn't make any excuses, so we shouldn't either.
And I'd like to say to you, Lee, thank you for being you. Thank you for listening to God and following His direction and purpose. And we're just grateful to be part of that purpose. We know it's all purpose, that we're not an accident, that we're all meant to be here within each other's presence, and we have a job to do. So, Lee, you want to say anything as we close out?
Yes.
20 seconds?
I want to say every month is Black Business Awareness Month, and Black Business Awareness starts with you all. peace. God bless.